Welcome to the very first Sunday of 2016. How about that? Fred, so good to fellowship with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, January the 3rd, 2016. I'll have to get used to saying that. Oh, yeah, I wonder how many times I'll accidentally say 2015 and not even know it. Hey, Sunday worship focuses on the living word. That's Jesus. And we dive into the written word. That's God's word, the Bible. And, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And, yeah, I got some great God-honoring music on the way, including this one from the Maranatha Singers. And you are my all and all. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. And hey, if you have some time, be sure to like us on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you there. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. I don't know. Have you ever had a chance to go to Niagara Falls? I've never been, but I had some friends go there a few weeks ago, and they said it's just absolutely beautiful there. And an estimated 500 tons of water go over Niagara Falls every minute. 500 tons of water every minute. That's a whole lot of water right there. But one night back in 1948, the falls suddenly stopped. Those who lived near heard the overwhelming silence, and they thought it was a sign like the end of the world had come or something. But after 30 hours had passed, the flow of the water resumed. And what happened was heavy winds had set the ice fields of Lake Erie in motion, and tons of ice had jammed the Niagara River entrance near Buffalo, New York. And the ice blocked the flow of water until finally there was a shift in the blockage and the water had begun to flow again. The river had stopped flowing because of ice. Friend, if we really want the flow of God's love, God's peace, God's joy and anointing in our lives, we cannot allow our hearts to become like ice. So as we begin a brand new year, let the Lord search your heart for those areas where the ice has built up, so to speak, and needs to thaw out. He'll show you where they are if you ask. Our hearts should be burning for Him. So let the river flow once again.
Remember me in a Bible crack debated by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Acts 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Of course, that's that sweet name of Jesus. You know, Christian leaders who appear on secular TV shows, talk shows, are often asked whether they believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. And if they answer yes, Jesus is the only way, the interviewer often paints the Christian as intolerant, arrogant, narrow-minded, out of date, and so on and so forth, right? I mean, this is all too relevant right here. But if the interviewer were to ask a physician who made a medical breakthrough for a terrible disease, would he say, "Doctor, how intolerant to think that this is the only cure for this disease?" Or if he were to talk to a mathematician about maybe a math problem, would he say, "Professor, how can you be so arrogant as to believe that 3 times 3 always equals 9? Friend, by its very nature, truth is narrow, precise, and factual. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In this day of political correctness, it's important to know that Jesus Christ is still the only one who can save you and me from sin. Do you think God would have given his own son had there been some other way? Trust in Christ alone, and trust in him today.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. And you are God alone. You're the only God whose power none can contend. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God. That's just the way it is. You are God alone. From before time began, God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God alone. Unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. That's what you are. Unchangeable, before time began, you were on your throne, and you were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God alone.
Well, girlfriend. I hope that you are having yourself a great weekend. Many of us maybe have an extended holiday weekend. If that's you, I hope you have a chance to enjoy it. And yeah, our church had a great New Year's Eve celebration on New Year's Eve, ringing in the new year. And I'll tell you, I got tired at right around like 9:30 p.m. right there. So I was pretty exhausted the next morning, I do have to say. Hey, 2 Samuel 7:28 says, "You are God, and your words are true, and you have promised goodness to your servant." I love that. You know, as we begin a new year here in 2016, remember, friend, this is from the bottom of my heart, remember that God has a promise for every day, a reassurance for every crisis, and grace for every need. You can take the new year, one day at a time and one promise at a time, praying for God's direction as you face the opportunities and challenges of the next 12 months.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, fears and failures, fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe. Now I surrender. Savior, the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Forever, author
Hope you have decided to follow the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the author and the perfecter, the cornerstone of our faith, the Son of the living God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I hope that you follow him each and every day. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for just your time and your attention today. By the way, I love hearing from you. You can always catch up with me if you have a song request, prayer request, comment, question, or you just want to say, hey, Happy New Year. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you. Or you can connect with the program on Facebook. Yeah, we update some great stuff each and every day. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Well, coming up tomorrow morning, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends in the studio. Good old Mark Burns at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. You are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.